Crosstalk Radio is sponsored in part by Love Work Recording Studios. Whether you need recording or mixing and mastering services, Love Work is all about quality and customer service. Check them out at theloveworkstudios.com or give them a call at 678-953-2170.
Hey, this is Erica Combo, and you're listening to Crosstalk Radio with Big Pudge and Steph Swig, where the talk is real and raw.
Talk about stuff people don't want to talk about nowadays. I want to address the elephant in the room. I want to be thought-provoking, open-minded.
Crosstalk Radio.
Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. We got fans from Japan, all the way to the Netherlands.
We coming through like it's season two. Hit you with the crosstalk, yeah, you know how we do. Changing the world one show at a time. We the salt of the earth, bringing light to your mind. Universal conversations. We appreciate the love we got back from every nation. Really, it's an honor that y'all listen to us. Cause Big Pudge and Steph Swig will give it to you. Transparency, spiritually, life lessons, and politics, the ultimate greed. What I'm saying ain't no boundaries. When we at this table, bringing awareness to the things we see. So rest yourself and enjoy the show. You're guaranteed to be intrigued by this Crosstalk Radio.
Oh, oh. We got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. Yeah, we got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands. We got fans from Japan all the way to the Netherlands.
Welcome to Crosstalk Radio. This is your man, Steph Swift.
And this is your man, Big Pudge.
Thank you for the love.
We appreciate
that.
As always.
Yo, we got a very, very, very special guest in the building today. As always, we got a dope show ahead of us. Pudge, would you do the honor to introduce my special guest
today? I want to introduce you into Kawam Renee Davenport.
Yay!
I had to make sure I said it correctly.
Yay!
You know,
strategic.
Right, during the pre, yes, because during the pre-show, you know, I just found out Kawam is her first name, and I'm like, I don't want to just say Renee Davenport. It's too basic, and Stefan wasn't going to try to say Kawam, so he threw it on me.
Good job. I passed it to you. There you go. Good job, Pudge. Thanks for throwing me in the bus, by the way.
That's how we do. we got to tell the people who is she? Why she's here? What does she do?
Therapist.
I am a therapist.
What kind of therapist is she?
I was letting her talk. Get her talk.
She's a multi.
I want to act like she's not here, right quick.
She's a multifaceted therapist. She does all kinds of cool things.
Okay, faceted. What is that? Treat me like I'm ignorant. Faceted. What does that word mean?
Okay, multifaceted means different degrees of therapy. Like, it's not just one type of therapy. She's a behavior therapist. She does marriage counseling. She does mental health, mental awareness, mental illness type counseling. She does all kinds of counseling. Like, she does a lot. Psychotherapy, all of this stuff.
Okay, I'm going to use number hand.
Hold on.
I'm sorry.
And she's a believer. So we get both sides of it. We get the spiritual side of it.
That is dope.
And the psychological side of it. And the cool thing about it, like, you know, you and I always talk about how the church kind of ignore the psychological side of it. The psychological side kind of ignore the spiritual side of it. So we got both right here with Miss Renee Davenport.
Oh, that is super dope.
Yes. So, Miss Renee Davenport, welcome to Crosstalk Radio.
You.
We're happy to have you.
Yes.
And so before we get into this, I want you to tell everybody your experience, and actually, if I miss any type of therapy that you do, please let people know who you are and what you can offer.
Okay, great. Well, thank you both for having me on. I do a lot. Mental health, substance abuse, family counseling, individual counseling, behavioral health, behavioral analysis. I do therapy with adults as well as children. Mm. So there's a lot that I don't know. There's a lot that I do know how to do. And if I don't know, I'll know it eventually.
So you didn't tell me this, though. So the topic of the day is and I'm going to put this word before it, supposed to be co-parenting. Oh, but yeah. I didn't know you had all these skills in all these other areas. So yes. Me knowing me. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to have some other questions.
Go ahead. That's fine.
We never stick to a straight topic. Anyway, crosstalk is called crosstalk.
We cross over to other areas of topics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We always come back to the topic we start out with.
Right, we do. Brandy. I just had to throw our name out there.
I'm ready for this. I'm ready.
You know? So anyway, so I want to give a shout out to Dion, who's our studio guest today. You don't have to say nothing, but shout out to Dion.
Shout out to Dion.
She's one of the reasons why we decided to do this show, other than certain people having co-parenting issues. She called me one day and asking, did we have a show on co-parenting? Like, no, we don't have one, but we can get one for you.
Yeah,
because you know how we do. We always like, yo, if y'all something you want us to talk about, we'll talk about it. Right. So here we are talking about co-parenting. So either way, let's get to get started. Pud, you got anything before I get started?
No, go ahead.
All right, so here we go. These are questions that some of the audience members asked, some of our fans, some of them I had. So first up, I want to ask you this, because you've dealt with a lot of co-parenting and family issues. Mm-hmm. So how do you handle when you and your ex aren't on speaking terms? What's the best way to handle it? Like, if you just can't, if you got, because there's people in a situation where y'all just can't talk right now because it's so toxic. So how do you handle that?
Let me add on to that.
Okay.
How would, when y'all not on speaking terms, the kids are anywhere between 3 and 5 years old,
okay.
And the other set of the kids are anywhere between 13 and 17.
Okay. So is there someone that can mediate? Is there somebody that can, especially for the 3 to 5 year old, is there someone that can mediate, like be, for lack of better words, the messenger?
Mm-hmm.
For the 3 to 5 year olds, because the 3 to 5 year olds, that's that age where they really can't say, where's mommy, where's daddy?
Right.
Now, the teenagers or the preteens, they're the ones that can communicate. So, do they have a cell phone that can contact you directly so you don't have to speak with the other parent? Or is there a mediator for them as well? You have to know what, if so, whoever they're staying with. Are they saying anything to the children concerning why they're not talking to the other parent? Those are questions that you need to be able to address.
Okay, I can say this one. Like, this is what happens a lot of times, especially if it's a fresh divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Mom, dad, they just ain't vibing. Like,
right.
they mad as hell at each other. They're not communicating. So every time they communicate, it's a blame game or disrespect game.
Right.
So for the sake of both parents and the kids involved, they decided not to speak.
Okay, I'm about to be as honest as I could be, that selfish. For the sake of the children, you have to be willing to put your differences aside and be able to communicate about the children. Now, what happens is the children become, they don't become the target, but they're the ones that get the brink of the bulk of the issues because my parents can't get along.
Mm-hmm.
So now if it's a fresh divorce, I'm used to my parents being together. Now they're separated and I haven't seen my other parent. I haven't seen the other parent, but that's selfish on both parents. Mm-hmm. We should be able to communicate. And if we can't communicate, we need somebody that's going to be able to communicate because our children, especially if it's a divorce, they need you.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you, but sometimes... And I'm not speaking my particular situation per se, but sometimes you got one parent. It takes two parents to communicate.
Exactly.
One is in to deal with you.
Yeah.
You sometimes there's nothing you can do. So in that case, you're saying, it is selfish. But in that case, you're saying the best route is to have someone in between.
Yes. And if you can have a neutral person, not a person that's going to come. So say, my mama might not be the best person to be the neutral person.
Gotcha.
Because she gonna look at you crazy.
But let me ask you this real quick. I want to be sure it's clear. So it's two sets of advice based on the age of the kids. So
because
the teenagers, it's okay to communicate through the kids.
Yes.
Okay.
Only because they're at the age where, and this is even in the courts too. Mm-hmm. Like when the kids get to a certain age, they'll start asking the children what they want to do. Now, if they're younger, they need someone to advocate for them.
In the state of Georgia, it's 13.
Okay, so when they're 13, I'm not saying they can make their own decisions, but
Judges will consider their opinion of where they want to stay, how they feel about certain things, and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
So we both have been through that whole situation. So it's like my experience. We were both selfish, you know, and we both took turns, just being wrong in certain areas, you know. So it was, and the kids became like the main mediators. Sadly to say, still to this day, right now, the kids are the mediator between me and my ex. But there's no drama.
Okay.
You know, as of right now, there hasn't been drama for like months.
Good.
You know,
good.
So that's been a good thing. We just realized that a lot of our like back and forth and whatnot, we just drug our kids in the middle of it because they were the mediators.
Right.
And I realized early on that how much I was damaging my kids by constantly ragging on their mom.
Right.
Their mom, it took her a much longer time to get that.
Right.
So the table started to turn, you know, in a situation where it looked like they were siding with Pops, but Pops just stopped dogging out moms.
Right.
You know,
right.
And then they just started looking at, like, why can't... First it went from, why can't y'all just stop talking about each other to, why can't you stop talking about dad?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, I have a daughter, and she's 21.
Okay.
Well, she's about to be 21. I had her when I was 16. And so, me and her father have struggled off and on with our relationship. He recently posted about my husband and I. And I didn't even know it was about me.
Was it a good post?
It was horrible.
Okay.
And I didn't even know. Because I'm just scrolling before I go to bed. And I see it. And I'm like, is this about me? So I sent him a message. He blocked me, which was, you know, to me a punk move. But at the end of the day, my daughter seen it. So she responded. But as much as I can, I've never tried to say anything negative to her about her father. Because when she got old enough, she seen it for what it was.
Yeah. All right. That's good news.
There you go.
And then when she recognized it, then it's not, my mom is trying to keep me away from my dad. No, you seen it for yourself. So you seen that he really wasn't involved in your life from the get-go. And then now he's just blaming me because he has to pay child support. So it's like, his mom was a mediator sometimes. Sometimes his he has other children. Their mom was mediators. But I had to get to the place where I was like, I can't. You're so toxic to me. It used to just get me so upset. So instead of me being so upset, no, I'm just going to cut this from you blocked. I can't see you. And every time I try to be nice and be open, it's like we go right back to this place. So to just cut you off all the way because she grown. I would refuse to have a conversation with you.
Sometimes it's like that.
And sometimes it's like that. It's because we can't even just even be cordial. And I go into thinking.
And you're trained to be this.
And I'm trying to be it.
Listen to him. And you're trained.
And like, I am.
Like, I think I always be wondering about therapists. Like, how do y'all have problems? Because they give all the advice and have all the training.
Listen.
So I believe
it don't be no different for them.
It don't. And we be going through it. And it's just like sometimes we just know how to cope with it.
So let me ask you this. What can you say to parents, specifically the mothers, because most of the time it is the mothers who keep their kids away from the father because of how they feel about the father. And the father wants to be in the child's life.
Allow the father to be there. I think once the mother is able to get over her emotional scars, whether she's caused them or the father has caused them, she has to be able to heal from that and move on. And so then we even come into play. Don't have my kids around no other females. Okay, but if you have a man, involved, that's kind of you. How are you gonna tell a man
do something, but you can't,
and you're not doing it. And so, sometimes it's women are we can be bitter. We could be bitter, and we could be revengeful, and we can do damaging things to the children because we're trying to hurt you because you because in some instances we feel as though the man has hurt me, and we won't recognize that until our children get to that age where they say, "Mommy, you kept me from daddy." Because you, like, you know, it's children are going to have that hard conversation with you about how you raise them.
Have you dealt with, have you dealt with a parent that's having an issue with their child that is now resenting the parent from keeping them away from the other parent?
And then you have to be consistent with the child. One of the things is because you have to remember, if I'm only listening to what mommy said or whatever the whoever the parent is, I have created my own perception of the other parent just as much as my mother or my father's perception. So if they've been just telling me negative things about that parent, I'm going to have such a negative perception because I find, what if you find out, so what you was telling me this whole time ain't true? So now I have my emotions. Now the child is going to have to learn how to change up their behavior, because if they've gotten accustomed to my mommy or my daddy was not there, especially my daddy, if they've gotten accustomed to my dad has not been there, and then now I find out everything my mom said has been a lie, now I have to figure out how to make this relationship work. Because to me, you was no good. You was trifling.
And I always say that's kind of like the worst thing you could do is, like, you know, have a child believe in something for a long time that's not true. And then for some reason, people feel like when that child gets older, they'll be able to handle it or deal with it, not realizing the trauma that comes with it.
I don't agree with how
long they have been lied to.
Right.
Yeah, I don't agree with bashing your other spouse or ex-spouse to the kids. I don't do that at all. Right. And I don't think she does it to me.
And see, I don't agree with it.
But it happens.
Yeah, because divorces are messy and nasty. Mm-hmm. And sadly, you can be with someone 10, 15, 20 years, and y'all go through a divorce, and you still see a side of them you never saw before. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's a domino effect of a lot of bad things that happen. I mean, I turned into somebody who I never even knew I was capable of turning into.
Right. Yeah,
you know, it was crazy because I'm actually telling people that I'm unstable in my mind, and I know it. Like, I know I'm unstable.
At least you're able to admit it.
Yeah, I mean, because I felt like a ticking time bomb.
Yeah, and do you know how, and we even talking about divorce, what divorce do to a person mentally and emotionally, like, it'll rip that person apart, literally. Yeah. So we've been together, we've been rocking for 10, 15 years, and we have children, we've built something together. And now we're not building no more. Oh, I'm about to lose my mind. I'm about to be a ticking time bomb. Oh, you better hope I don't snap out. And that's why you see some of the people that be like, I'm about to commit suicide. Or as soon as they see you, that's why you see a lot of violence with old relationships. You going home and they waiting for you at the house because they going to kill you. You know what I mean? So it's a lot because people can't emotionally handle it. Yeah. And sometimes I'm an 80s baby. And I tell people this all the time. We have been taught to not discuss things that go on with us, and it's caused us to internalize everything, and we struggle.
I want to come right back to that, and I appreciate what you said. Pudge, you posted something on Facebook the other day. It was kind of tying into the whole marriage thing.
What? Oh, marriages was built to last a lifetime. It's us humans that make it seasonal.
Yeah.
You talking about that?
Yeah, and I agree.
That was good.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I liked it. And it kind of tied to what you were saying earlier about the emotional part, because we're not meant to get a divorce. If you're married, we're supposed to be Cleveland building together for our lifetime. Yeah. So it's actually an unnatural process to go through a divorce, although we try to make it natural.
That makes a lot of sense.
Ooh,
that makes a lot of, which used to goes back to the ripping you apart mentally and spiritually, because it's something that you're not supposed to be going through. Because
you've cleaved to this person. Yeah. Cleveland connect. You spent this time, from the time y'all got married, y'all building together as one.
Yes.
And then now you're trying to tear all that apart, or you're tearing all that apart. Right. So you're not going to be... Yeah, you can heal, but it's not it's not a natural process. It's like getting surgery. It's not natural. Yeah. It can work
after,
but it's not natural.
And then I think sometimes as adults, we think we're the only ones that are ripping apart. No, it rips the children apart, too.
Everybody.
The children, the in-laws,
friends.
So now you got to be, okay, well...
I had a friend tell me and my ex that she felt like her parents was getting a divorce, you know?
Wow.
And it was just that you're talking about like 10 years of friendship of them seeing the both of us together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like, they like, now who do, I still love the both of y'all, but I feel like y'all like parents, you know? So I mean, it's a domino effect and it's amazing because... you don't realize how much your marriage affects other people until you sometimes you get a divorce and it's like people coming to you like, man, y'all encouraged me when y'all was doing this and doing that. And it's just like, you know, you already are going through a divorce, right. So you don't want to hear that. Right. Yeah. You feel some kind of way after hearing
right.
that.
Right. Yeah. Shut up. Ooh, yeah. Why you
saying that? Right. I mean, whether you want the divorce or not, it still makes you feel some type of way that you're actually hearing that.
Right. Exactly.
So I never looked at it like that as far as like you're going through an unnatural. It's like going through a procedure, a surgery that you're never supposed to have.
Yes. You're not.
That was a good analogy.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So next question is... we kind of touched on a little bit, and you know, you talked about spouses bashing each other, which can be expected to an extent if you're going through a divorce, whether it's right or wrong. We know what is, you know, what's not best. Right. But so, say if you're the spouse who's not bashing, right, and the other spouse, you find out through your kids that they are bashing you. Mm-hmm. What is the approach we should take? Look, we both pay. You like
why? Well, I say, well, we're parking all the way up for this one.
Be the example.
Okay.
No matter what. I'm going to tell you
why. Okay, wait. Before you go on to bend the
example.
Try with him. Bend the example already.
No, I'm going to tell you why. It's going to pay off in the end. I know right now, it may not seem as though because... So then also too, you get people outside of the children that you can vent to.
Therapist.
All right.
You need somebody else. Be like, man, I'm ready to slap fire. Ooh,
well, yeah. Wait, hits when I hit you up. Hits when I hit you up. Steph, call me ASAP, man.
And you know that it's a safe place. You know he's not going to be like, let me tell you what he said about. Like, you know, it's not going to go that far. Yeah. Because regardless of what the other person do, your children watches everything.
They do. Mm-hmm.
And if they see you, they're going to be like, what? So what's going on here? Then their behavior is going to start being like that. So then you can't really discipline your children because they start to, they're getting it from you.
They can see who the bigger person is. Especially if the kids are old enough, they can see that.
Yeah, they can. It's when you first said, you said, I'm like, child, God done told me that. You know what I'm saying?
Like, if the Lord told me to do that one more time.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But it was the latter part. Yeah, you said it'll pay off in the end. And it will. My divorce happened in 2013. Mm-hmm. It became official in like 2015. Spiritually, it was done in 2013. You know, for the world, literally, paper wise, it was done in 2015. But my kids saw me, what people say, take the high road. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of looking like a weak man to my boys. Mm-hmm. I was looking real weak to my boys. Mm-hmm. And trust me, I wanted to like fire back and everything else, but it was just at the point where I was tired. Yes. The Lord had told me to, like, everything she did, he said, respond with love.
Yeah.
So I was looking super, super weak.
Jesus. Do you know how many times...
Spiritually, you're looking strong. The people who understand.
Yes.
Yeah.
I get it.
But my kids, and mainly I'm talking about Caleb. Like, Caleb was the one who would get angry because I would not retaliate. Mm-hmm. So fast forward 4 or 5 years later, I found out I was being talked about, you know, and this is years like where I ain't said nothing about her. So I'm in a hurt place, but my hurt's getting turned to being pissed off now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He then reminds me of what I told him when he was upset with me about the love part.
Wow. See?
So that blew my mind, but it was the example of it pays off. Yeah. Right? The fact that he saw at least one parent being consistent with that love piece, as much as it made him angry, he kind of gravitated to that in a time where I needed to hear it. So now it's a catch 22. Then the flip side of that is he's also developed the anger from his mother that's still there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
And that's where it's gonna be a process.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter's the same way. So now my daughter will defend me and my husband. Because my husband, he not gonna get upset. He not gonna raise his voice. He ain't gonna go check my daughter's father. Like, he ain't doing none of that. Mm-hmm. And everybody think my husband is weak, but it's just the fact that he was like, I've been here.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been consistent. I've been doing what I was supposed to do. And my daughter now be like, he's the best man like ever in my life. He's been consistent. But do you know how many days I wanted to be like, give me a plane ticket because I'm flying. I'm about to pull up on you because this is hurtful. Mm-hmm. And then, Lord, why I got to keep being quiet?
Why I got to be the bigger person?
Why I got to be the bigger person all the time?
I know he got tired of me asking him
I said, Lord, can you give me me a courtesy for 24 hours? Because I'm about to light him up. But look what he look where he is now. He struggled. And I always saw him, until you do right by me and your daughter and be respectful, you're going to be in this struggling place.
Just not my anointed, boy.
Do my prophet no harm.
Come on.
And so, yes, it do. And now my daughter struggles with him. Like, she's like, you're not my dad. My dad over here.
See, I know that gotta hurt, man.
I understand. But no. That's why now he calls. That's why now he texts my phone and be like, I just need to talk. I'm struggling. Oh, now you struggling. And then I have to be the one to show him love. Because at the end of the day, he's still a soul. And he still needs to be saved.
Come on.
And as much as I want to karate chop him 15 times, he still needs to know the Lord. So he can't ever say, Renee is this horrible, mean person. She dogged me out. She treated me like crap. No, I haven't done any of that.
Okay.
And if he called my phone today, I would be available just to pray for him. That's it. Other than that, I can't. Because you're toxic.
Yeah. All right, so I got one. Yes. This question came when I was on my way here. So, real life situation. So, what kind of advice do you have for either a parent where y'all had this union together, y'all raised y'all kids at a certain way, but when y'all split, y'all have y'all kids evenly, but the raising in the house becomes different to where the things that one parent would never allow, it's acceptable now. And it's not okay with the other parent. So kids are coming to the other house thinking that this is now okay when it's not, and it's causing friction. You know?
Be consistent. And let them, I used to have to do this. Before you walk back in this door, These are different rules. I don't know what you do when you go over grandma, auntie, daddy, them house. But when you come back over here, you know the rules that you need to abide by.
Respect the house. That's what
we're going to do. House. That's it. And if they try to do what they do at the other parent house, I'm not going to dog the other parent out. I'm just going to stay consistent. This is what we do at this house. And then we shed everything that you was doing over there. Because you're not doing it over here.
Right, man. See, that was an awesome answer, because that's exactly what I did. Yeah. I had a prayer on top of that. Prayer on top of that as far as, like, you know, praying over my threshold or my door for my kids to get home.
Yes.
You know, sometimes.
And covering them while they're there.
Yeah. And sometimes, now, my kids during this time, you know, I'm praying over them in their sleep.
Yes.
Before I know they about to ride out.
Yes.
You know, and honestly, it's one of the things where, you know, it kind of, it wasn't something I noticed instantly. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't something that was like, it wasn't things that was like horrible or bad. It was just different.
Right.
It was kind of, I think it was kind of mind blowing to me because, and I would like for you to speak on this. Parents, who are so against their children doing certain things, but because of the divorce and all this other stuff, they now allow it. They now make it permissible to do certain things that you were so strict on when y'all were building. And I personally believe that it's because you're feeling some type of way that we're not a family anymore, so you're allowing the child to slide with this and get away with that.
That's exactly it.
Okay.
Well, I know you're the therapist.
Yeah.
But I want to offer a little different perspective.
Go ahead.
And it could be a little bit what y'all said, but I did some of that too. But it wasn't a disrespectful thing. For me, it was like...
You did some of what?
Yeah.
Like loud things that I didn't allow while we were together.
Okay.
And some of it was me just finding who I was outside of the marriage. It was more like, okay, we cleave, we did all this. And after a while, I had to find out who's really Stefan. I know who Stefan is when married to this person, but who was Stefan outside of this?
So
for me, it was more like, I don't know if I 100% agreed on that, or did I agree on that because I was partnered with my wife on this one? Was we just standing in the union? Like, okay, I don't know if I 100% on that one. So I did change some stuff just for that reason. It wasn't to disrespect her or just being a bad father. It was more like, you know, I can do this now. We can do this now. It's not going to hurt the kids. So that might be where some of it's coming from. Doesn't have to be the case, but that was how it was for me.
Yeah, now I want to correct, like, things weren't disrespectful on my end.
Yeah.
They were kind of shocking. shocking as in me and you being a union and I'm going toe-to-toe, blow-for-blow, verbally arguing about something for days on end, you know, only for it to just be all of a sudden now okay. You know, and it's to the point where I'm now seeing the kids picking sides. Mm. And it's really because whatever, like kids, my children, let me speak for my kids.
Yeah.
My kids was like, we gonna use this divorce to our advantage.
Oh yeah,
of course.
Meaning,
yeah. Although they was milking too, they was milking hard. You know, and it's like anytime mom or dad don't want to give me what I want, I make it seem like the other parent is better than the other one, so I can get what I want. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like, I went through that. That's what led up to the I'm dousing them with oil in their head or their forehead and they sleep and all that. Jesus. Talking about that spirit will not come into this house. You know what I'm saying? Right. I'm doing the whole nine. Yeah. And it was both parties. Mm-hmm. You know, at that time, my mom was like, oh, no, it's all on her end. And, of course, Abba had to show me, you know, my issues as well. Mm-hmm. We both started allowing them to be okay with things that we would just never be okay with, like initially. And
so guilt? So you started allowing things to happen because of guilt?
I started, oh man, I wish we wasn't on the air. Gosh.
Well, you can table it for later if it's something you don't want to share.
All right, I just put it like this. My kids, I've allowed, we are the reason why they entertain certain things, me and their parents. Me and their parents as in I have two different mothers.
Okay.
Two different baby mothers.
Instead of me, you can't do this, you ain't supposed to be doing that, I know I'm a core reason on why you're doing it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it's one of them things where it's like, I now have to talk to you about the responsibilities of what you're entertaining now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to talk to you like an adult, but it's like I have to because this, you know what I'm saying, because of what you're entertaining. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yes, I've allowed it because I know I'm a core reason. Mm-hmm. I just told you the do's and the don'ts, rights and wrongs, penalties, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. and stuff like that from it. So it's, It's just an uncomfortable feeling because I know I'm the reason why. It doesn't make me feel good as a parent, mm-hmm. because I know that we started this, like we started putting this in them at an early age.
Right, right.
And by the time this thing had fully grown and developed, it was there already.
Right, right.
So it's like, what am I supposed to do? Throw them on the altar and, you know, tarry for days on end and be like, you gonna get delivered from this when I know I'm the reason?
Right.
You know, and it's like, I got to look at everything, how long it took for me to get out of it, right. You know, my whole process. So that's kind of like guilt, mm-hmm. you know, guilt. And I can't speak for my ex's reasons, right. You know what I'm saying? But that's my personal right. ones.
I've learned this because I also have two teenage boys. Ooh, help me, Lord. Because I used to always be like, this is not how you gonna be, because this is what you walking down this path your dad walked in.
Mm-hmm.
And one day somebody was like, you're gonna have to stop that, because you can't control it. And you're gonna have to allow them to experience some things, because if you've instilled in them the right principles and guidelines and teachings, they know. But mm-hmm. because sometimes they want to do what they want to do, you have to not be okay with it, but this is a lesson that they have to learn.
Yeah.
Because we've all had to learn lessons.
Yeah.
And as much as our parents fought, screamed, kicked, cursed us, whatever they did, mm-hmm. we still have some things we had to learn on our own. Even if it's something that we've been through ourselves, mm-hmm. and we just like, oh, I did not want you to go through this.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes they have to go through that.
Now, what advice would you have if one parent needed to encourage the same parent everything you just said, like, you know what I'm saying, like, what, and they're actually communicating,
mm-hmm.
and one parent is just like, hell no, it's not happening, but it's causing a gap between their relationship and the other parent.
Okay, have they ever had a family meeting, even though we're not together anymore,
mm-hmm.
we're still a family though.
Gotcha.
And so we need to be able to have family meetings or maybe we need to have a sit down, me and you, to do mm-hmm. a check-in with each other so that we can be able to discuss this and that they can see us in agreement and we're not together. Because if sometimes if they see you in agreement, and they be like, oh, y'all.
Make them a little nervous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, it definitely kills that trying to play one parent against the other one.
It does. And so sometimes it can be a challenge. Mm-hmm. And especially with that guilt. So you have to, I know someone now, her children are grown. And they still guilt her because of some of the decisions she made when they were teenagers or young, like young children. Mm-hmm. And so when I told her one time, you have to heal from this.
Yeah.
Because when you heal from this, they're not going to keep guilting you to make you feel bad. And now this is their issue. It's mm-hmm. not your issue. Because right. if they're still upset and you have changed from this, this is not your issue. If you've apologized, you've moved on, you've made changes, mm-hmm. this is their issue that they're trying to put on you mm-hmm. so that you can feel sorry.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I see you doing a whole bunch of writing.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
He been writing for a minute,
come on,
y'all.
Man, I'm trying to book.
I'm working on things. I'm working on things. All right. So I know this happens. I read a lot of articles. Like I always tell people when I'm going through, I read all mm-hmm. kinds of articles. I get information. How do you handle, this is not my, I want to make it sure, like, this is not my, has not been my experience, but I do want to ask this question. How do you handle your ex lying to the kids about you? Is that something you need to tell the kids? Do you approach the ex? You just kind of let it go? How do you handle that? If your kids are older, I'm not talking about 3 and 5, I'm talking about like teenagers, like, you know, mm-hmm. Pudge's kids age.
Is it affecting, if it's affecting the relationship with the children, we all about to sit down.
Okay.
But what if that person is like, ain't with it? I'm good on sitting down. I ain't trying to.
Yeah.
I'm, now, because you got them straight ratchet behind females. Sure they're just ghetto, ignorant. They drama is their life, mm-hmm. you know? And I hate to say it, but we dealing with one of those. Yeah. What if it's one of them?
So then we don't have a conversation with them. We have a conversation with the children.
Okay.
And I can't convince my children, or even the children that I've adopted as my children, I can't convince them that something somebody else said is not true. All mm-hmm. I can do is continue to be the example. Now, of course, I would love to convince you. I would love for mm-hmm. you not to believe it. But that's not my job to really convince you. If you believe it, okay, mm-hmm. we need to work on you understanding that this is not the truth. And so then sometimes it has to be like, you should know my character enough
yeah.
to know if this you. Is true or right. if it's not true. And then we got to have these real conversations, especially if they're... teenagers to young adults, we might have to start having some real conversations. Now, if they're young children, we can't have them type of conversations yet. Mm-hmm. But if we're in that, I wouldn't even say 13, because sometimes 13-year-olds can't handle it. If you in high school, to me, we about to have some real conversations.
Gotcha.
Because we're not doing this. We're not.
That's what's
because
up.
Then it's going to make a bump in the head, because every time you say something, they're going to be like, you're lying. You're lying.
Yeah.
All right, well, this one's from one of our cross talkers. Is there a rule somewhere that says you can't get along?
No, there's no rule. And I think about that all the time. I asked my daughter's father this. I said, there was one point in your life you loved me to the wheels fell off. Mm-hmm. I was your everything. Mm-hmm. So how did we get to this place that you can't stand my guts, you don't like me, and everything I do, you want to curse it and be like, why? Because that's hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to heal from that in order for us to get along. Can we co-parent? Yes. Now, if it's where somebody is like, I'm not changing, I don't care, I ain't never gonna not hold this grudge against you, I'll give an example. One of my friends, her mom, she's the same age as me, she's 37. Her mom literally just apologized to her for treating her horrible. And her mom said, I'm sorry I treated you horrible because I was upset that your dad left us. And I treated you how I felt about your dad.
That's awful.
And often.
Yeah.
And often.
Yeah, absolutely
awful
right.
and
yeah.
often.
And she was 37. So now, all the issues that she's had emotionally, I'm talking about unhealthy relationships, all types of things. Mm-hmm. Now she's healing from that, mm-hmm. and now she has to learn how to. But it affects you. And so you have to be willing to look inside, not look at the other person, mm-hmm. and see what is going on with me that we can't get along. And if the other person don't want to get along, you can't make somebody get along with you.
True.
Yeah. You just do your part.
Just do your part.
All right, cool. So do you feel that boys need to be raised with their dad and girls need to be raised by their
yes.
mom?
Yes. They're, you talking about like.
I'm talking about if mom and dad have a boy and a girl and they split up, does mom get the girl and dad get the boy? Is that the best scenario?
Oh,
I like that. I like that response.
She like, she gotta think about that one.
Watch on this one.
No, I think we should do it together. I'm just about to tell you my honest truth. I can't stand single moms act like can't nobody raise they sons but them. I'm not a man, so I don't know. I don't know what young boys go through, and they need some type of male figure in their life. Period. I do agree with sometimes when a teenage boy gets a certain age and they living with their mom, they need to go live with their dad.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be going over there or uncle house somebody. I do think that men can raise women. But I do think that some of the issues that young girls go through, they will need a female figure in their life.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. My nephew's mom was an addict.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother raised him since he was a newborn. Mm-hmm. And you see the dynamics of how my nephew is with his mom compared to how he is with my brother. And so I agree. Every boy needs a man in their life.
Yeah, that's most definitely.
Yeah. So what about splitting the siblings up so both parents can have a child? Like you got, again, two parents, two kids.
We ain't splitting them up.
So you think either all or nothing?
Yes.
All or nothing or they share custody.
I believe in sharing custody. You go live with your dad, I go live with mom, and then we flip-flop. No.
I know some people that do that in the work. That's not ideal for me either.
Yeah, and it's not, and I'm just being biased. That's not ideal for me.
Yeah.
But if it works, it works. Mm-hmm. But allow them to be able to come together with mom and dad. Because sometimes what happened in those instances, too, is, you like my brother better than me. That's why you got my brother over there all the time.
Almost pissed the kids against each other.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that goes back to the court. So, like, at 13, they can make their decisions, you know, because, like, my daughter let me know off rip, once you get your own house, I'm coming to stay with you.
Yes.
You know, like, it was never a question.
Yeah.
But, you know, me, I wanted all my kids to stay with me. My youngest wind up staying with his mom.
Okay.
You know, and it was no, like, I mean, like, I had a, I will say this, divorces can bring you a whole lot closer to your children.
It can.
You know?
Yeah, we depend on each other during that process,
boy.
We
depend on each other during our process as well, so. It's to the point where I can have real conversations with my kids, you know, and it's because they've seen us. We've all been in a real down low moment before. So the fact I could be real with him, and then, you know, I kind of knew that he was going to be the child that was not going to leave his mom.
Wow.
You know, because he's a product of me and he's a protector. So his mom.
Somebody got to protect mom.
Yeah, somebody got to protect mom. And even though mom is remarried and stuff like that, he told me I was on mom, but that's not dad.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying? So how has that affected you all?
Her being remarried is what she's asking.
Yeah.
Oh, dad. Like you kind of lost the question. Actually, me and him, honestly, when I met him and I talked to him, I became lighter. It was a ton of relief that hit me because I have four kids by two different women. Mm-hmm. That's one area where I don't have to consistently be concerned about my children, their mom. Are they protected? Are they okay?
Yeah.
You know, and it's because she got with a real dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like somebody who I know for a fact will put his life on the line for my kids. Right. So, you know, I mean,
Beautiful.
We don't talk all the time or nothing like that, but, you know, we don't have no issues at all whatsoever. Like, I better communicate with him than with her.
And I see that a lot. That's what I was about to say. And I see that a lot. Like, if someone's getting remarried, the parent will have a better relationship with the person that they married.
The new edition.
Yeah.
Unless you cause a divorce, there's no history.
Right.
You know, so that's a good thing.
Yeah. So it's worked out. You know, it's and it's crazy because I was like I have a homeboy, 30 years I've been knowing him, and still to this day, he's just like, I ain't with no man raising my daughter, being around my daughters, and that and that. Yeah. And I had the same mentality. Mm-hmm. But when it actually happened, because I was, honestly, I had the mentality because I was nervous, scared, right. you know,
yeah.
and right. then feeling like my kids might actually love this other person right. more than they love yeah. me. Right. So all that yeah. jitters and nervousness was kicking yeah. in. But when it actually happened, none of that, I felt none of that. Yeah. It, it, none of it was there. And it's, and I think it's because, I mean, I know who I am to my children.
Right.
And my children let it be known, you know, who I am. And then he would tell me all the time, your kids can't stop talking about you.
Yeah.
You know, he said, he's like, I know stuff about you that you don't even know I know, but just by where your kids.
right.
You know,
right.
so.
Because
yeah. so,
he is going to talk.
Yeah, they definitely going to talk. You yeah. know, so, and it was, I mean, that, him getting into the picture was, I mean, I'm just thankful. I'm really yeah. thankful because my situation is not as smooth sailing as other people's situation right. with an addition to an outside mm-hmm. family. And they actually added a problem
right.
to the situation. Right. So it was, I mean, it was really, really good. My, it's funny because now, like, I just talked to my son the other day where him and his stepfather not on good terms,
right.
you know? So it's funny because I'm actually, it's hilarious. Healing is beautiful.
It is.
Healing is awesome because when you can actually have a flashback of something you went through with somebody and you feel absolutely nothing, it's a delightful
oh, yeah.
feeling.
Yeah.
So I'm telling my son, I'm trying to get him to understand. I had to go back. He's not feeling his stepfather for one for two reasons. One reason I had a stepfather's back on
mm-hmm.
because I said, son, let's think about, you know, who your mom is.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And let's think about what her do's and her don'ts, where you know for a fact you're going to hear her mouth if you do it anyway
right.
versus if you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Now, think about George.
Right.
And he was like, okay, Dad, I feel you.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So it was one of the things where I was tickled because I'm like, whoa, I'm just so glad he in that seat.
Not me.
No, I didn't say that part, but you did. I mean, yeah. I have told him straight up, bruh, I stayed in it for 13 years, bruh. You got to stay for 13 years
okay.
before you try to ride out. You hang in there, bruh.
Please stay married to her, right?
You can do it. You can
that marriage counselor.
You can
y'all can work this out.
Right.
Y'all can
and I know a counselor personally now.
I'm counting on you to stay true.
Right.
Exactly.
Stay true, bruh.
Come on here.
That's funny.
That is hilarious.
All right, so another question. Why are family photos out of the question?
I didn't know that was a thing. Oh, family photos as in
the
parents?
The biological parents.
The co-parents, but they're not together. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I've heard of that
okay,
before.
Okay, what?
Okay, me and you are divorced,
uh-huh.
but the kids want to take a family photo of all of us together, but your spouse and my spouse is like, oh, we ain't with that.
The spouses would be included in the picture, right?
Now you talk? Okay, cool.
Does it matter?
It was my question. To me, I felt like even though we weren't together we weren't in the same household, we were still the same family.
That's true. And we actually are.
We are.
So I guess my question will be the add-on, I don't see it being a problem if it was if the other spouses.
If the other spouses are in the picture, I don't see it being a problem. But if it's not, that's a problem for me.
Yeah, well, that would be a problem for me too.
Right? Because why are we taking the picture without the whole family?
Yeah,
because we all are. Because
the family's extended now.
Yeah,
and it's like they're trying to X us out of it. That's not happening.
And what if this is actually the kids? Because. Kids do stuff like
that. I think
that
would be more of a kid question, I think, than anybody.
Kids
I think
do
personally.
Do that.
Yeah, kids do.
It was
do
me that wanted to take the picture. The kids were.
Oh.
It was me that wanted to take the picture. The kids were like, well, couldn't we just take a picture with you and then take a picture with Dad? And I was like, yeah, you could. But we had, ever since they were born, we had taken family pictures
okay.
every
single
time. Oh, okay. So they didn't want to because y'all weren't together?
Well, no, it was always the dad's girlfriend. The dad was cool because he felt like...
Well, oh, so that just sounds like insecurity.
Was she going to be included in the picture, though?
I didn't care. I just wanted my kids to have... She was never excluded.
Now, see, I'm going to take it a little further. And not trying to be funny, but if you're a girlfriend, child, I don't know if I'm going to be with you next year.
True.
What you look like in a family picture when you might not even be here 2 months after we done took this picture?
You don't hold
if you my husband or my wife.
Yeah, that's different.
That's different.
So the dad was cool, the kids were cool, you were cool.
Girlfriend was
it? Well, it was
fiance. Fiance.
Oh, okay. Well,
but see, but you got to think about it now. Now, just on the outside looking in, the fiance is the new addition, so it might be an uncomfortable feeling.
Yeah, I understand.
Trying to be a part of something that that's traditional. I get that part, but if I'm secure in who I'm with, I don't see no issue. And y'all are inviting me to the picture, or she don't care.
Yeah.
I don't see what the issue is.
If she's being included, then I don't see a problem.
Okay, so my daughter graduated from high school. And her grandmother and her aunt stayed at our house. I asked my husband, was it okay?
Yeah.
Her dad came to the house, but he already knew, you do any foolishness, we bought that life.
Mm-hmm.
But we all took pictures together. Like, it wasn't, no. And I asked his girlfriend, but of course he was excluding her from the stuff. But it was just the fact that it was just like, this is our family. And yeah. so what we were doing were my daughter and me and her dad took a picture, and then I was like, babe, what you doing? Get in the picture.
Yeah.
And so it was just like, I did ask my husband, are you okay? He was like, what I gotta be upset for? I'm okay. Like, this is her moment. But sometimes females can be like, I ain't getting in the picture with your baby mama, and it causes some issues.
Get over it.
And that's so true. That's true, though.
Here's my experience. I had a similar experience somewhat similar. So I'm new to the blended family thing, you know, or kind of new at this point. And, you know, Brittany's oldest daughter, they had a prom.
Mm-hmm.
So, the dad came over. They gave me to take a photo. Me, I don't know how to feel about it, so I'm kind of trying to etch myself to the side of the, like, not even trying to get a picture. I'm just trying to, like, back away. I felt weird.
Yeah. Yeah,
but the cool thing is, they both like, yo, come on, get in the picture, get in the picture. That meant so much to me.
Yes.
Yeah,
you know, and then even at the graduation, you know, I think Brenda has a picture with all of them together, and it didn't bother me. I felt a little, like, out of temper. I felt maybe 10% a little uncomfortable, but it didn't bother me. So it wasn't a big deal. It was a picture. That's family. I get it. Ain't like she tried to leave with him, and they sent the whole family back over.
It's different, but
it's an insecurity thing. It's not a disrespect thing. It's an insecurity thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And blended families is a whole nother topic. Like, I am a blended family, and...
That's last week's show.
We just did blended families last week.
If anybody would have told me... blending families was going to be like this. Yeah. It's difficult because my husband didn't have any children.
Mm.
And I had 3.
Okay.
And so it was difficult because his family was like, who is this chick? What's going on?
And she got a squad.
Right. What's going on here?
And she then, looking for somebody to take care of her or something?
Yeah.
You got everybody be thinking.
And my mom like, is he going to stay and take care of y'all? And I'm like,
Dad, now mom's like, is he?
Yes. And so it's a lot with blended. Ooh, it's a lot. But I'm grateful we've been married for almost 11 years.
That's dope.
That's dope.
That's dope.
Yeah.
We should
have. I would say get in the picture. I don't got time. What makeup are you putting on? What outfit? Get in the picture.
Yeah. No, like I said, they try to exclude me on the picture, then it's a problem.
Yeah. I'd be like, wait a minute. Can I talk to you for a minute? Why I'm not in this picture? Like, we supposed to be together.
I'll act the fool that happened.
Yeah.
No, Steph, just our family. What?
Right. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that, like, they say that. Just our family.
Cool and collective went out the window at that moment right there.
He said cool and collective. Cool went out the window.
Yeah, right.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. We got to talk about this. Family meeting right now.
I can hear him talking about, I mean, he's talking about, listen, everything he do, boy. I do this.
I sure would.
So funny.
I am the family, damn it!
Right. Yeah. Now get in the dang picture.
Oh man.
Okay, so a couple more questions. Okay. Even though you are no longer romantically involved, you're still family, right?
Yes.
That's simple.
I mean, that's simple. It just goes back to everything we was already saying.
We bonded for life.
Honestly, and it's by way of our children.
Yes.
Yeah, there's no way around that.
Yeah. Okay, that's simple.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Some people.
I mean, that's what I was thinking. And a lot of this stuff is just, I just need reassurance that I just need to stand. I'm standing on the right ground.
Yeah.
Just stand on that. Because I want my kids to know that once you have loved someone, even if things change, you don't have to stop loving them.
No, the love don't stop. Either way. Even if you try
being
to...
being loving towards them. Yeah. And it's like, well, Mom, why are you so considerate of Dad? Well, I treat your father like my brother. Anything that I would do for my brother, I would consider doing for your dad. Mm-hmm. And I would like for your dad... I mean, I'm not literally his sister... But
yeah, if, I'm glad you cleared that up, Dion.
Thank you.
Thank you, because that made me uncomfortable.
There's no little incest going on, you know what I'm saying?
That made me a little uncomfortable.
No, I'm just saying, in my mind, he is not my ex-husband. He is my brother.
I ain't going to ever look at either one of my baby mamas as that's my sister.
Me either.
But I get what she's saying.
I get the mentality.
I get it.
We're family.
The terminology.
We're family, but we're just not that type of family.
Yeah, just say family.
You just say family.
I look at my ex-husband, whom I had kids with, as my brother. No. No, that's not going to fly, Dion. I'm sorry.
I get it.
But I get what you're saying, though.
But that's I do want to say this, though. But don't let that be your expectation for everyone, because that's your expectation.
Yeah.
Great advice, Pudge. You got some.
Oh boy. Oh, I got one. I hate that this is. Man, I got a question. I don't know how in the world we didn't bring this up. Okay.
You got my attention.
All right. Man. I'm like, yes.
You're married, but your husband has now had a child outside of your marriage.
Okay.
And that some co-parenting got to happen.
Yes.
Okay.
You talking about he done cheated on her to have his kid?
Yeah. And she decided to stay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so now you have to deal with an addition to the family that you never expected.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And you also have to two additions, the child and the mother.
Mm.
So first question, what kind of advice would you have for the woman? Now, granted.
For which woman?
The woman that decided to stay. No, the woman that decided to stay.
It's the staying woman. Okay. You.
The woman that decided to stay because...
This is the wife, not the side chick.
This is the word. What you got for the wife? Now, mind you, she's already a strong woman because she stayed.
Right. Yes.
And not only did she stay, but she shows no ill will towards the child.
Ooh, I commend
she
her.
Accepted the child like it was her own and loved it like that. Now, step, he was like, So, but you know, so first, like, if like whatever the issue may have been that starts creeping up with the side chick, you know, and the child and all that, what kind of advice do you have? Just for number one, the wife, because there are women out there who need some encouragement in that area.
Right.
And then two, how do they handle drama when it comes to the other child?
Are you Googling it?
No.
Because she went down her phone like, yo, that's a tough question. She like,
okay, so I do commend the wife for staying. I mean, I would have to know if the wife is completely healed from the whole issue.
Yeah.
Because
I know, I'm saying yeah because I'm talking about somebody who I know.
Okay, so
she is.
Okay,
that, yeah.
Well, that's great. One of the things, that's difficult.
Yeah, like drama from the other, you know, just the other woman. And
so now I'm gonna have to set up. Me and my husband are gonna have to set a boundary with the side chick. And sometimes side chicks be like, I got one up on you because I got a baby with him. And, like, you know what I mean? And so to keep the peace in our home, because we agreed that we was going to stay together and endure this together, there's going to have to be some boundaries. If she communicates with you, like, until we really get to this place, I need to know all communication. Mm. All communication. If she's dropping the child, like...
You need to know, like, anytime you have any kind of communication with this side chick, the wife need to be knowing what's going on.
Because the trust been broken, so.
Right.
It's been broken, right, yeah. And so now you have to rebuild that trust.
Okay,
can you ever just go pick, I'm going to go pick up my other child at my side chick house? Mm-hmm. No, that's never going
to
happen.
So anytime he going to go grab the child, she need to be with him?
Yes, or somebody else.
Accountability.
Because you did break this trust.
Right.
And even though I agree, and sometimes it's like, yes, we agree, but then you can't hold this over my head because you agreed to stay. Because sometimes women do that too.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, well, no, you can't hold me hostage because you agreed that you was going to stay and we're going to endure this. Right. So if we're going to endure this, we're going to have some guidelines. We're going to meet with Side Chick together and we're going to let her know, listen here, these are not the things that we're going to tolerate. And if you cannot respect that, then we're going to have to put some other things in place.
Okay.
Because if not, you're going to be trying to cause havoc every time.
Right, right.
And I'm not trying to fight you because that's immature.
Right, right.
How are we looking on time, Pudge?
We hour.
Okay, so we still got plenty of time.
Okay, wait, I got one more. One more juicy one. I'm sorry.
All right, it's not a problem.
They coming
to make sure
me.
We got time.
They're
right,
coming
cool.
to me.
You're too excited. Look at you.
Yeah. Because I just got a phone call to ask you. We have one child. Mm-hmm. And, you know... Mom calls the mother calls the father up and say, "Hey, I was in Dave's phone and I saw some texts, you know, about him wanting to have sex with another man."
Okay.
And
your life is
the
so
father is literally shut up, Stafford. This is not my kids. This is not my children.
I'm talking about people you know.
And
your
the father, the father instantly is living.
Oh yes.
And he talking about, "Hey, he ain't my son. This is that and that." How do you talk to them? Talk to them parents. Like number one, how does the mother try to get through to the father that this is still your child, no matter what sexual preference that he actually chose?
Sometimes it's more difficult for men to embrace that their son romantically like another man.
Mm-hmm.
Because as a man, now y'all tell me this is, I'm wrong, they feel like they have failed their son. Because when you think about the family dynamics, mm-hmm. you're not going to be able to have no kid. I mean, like, I guess y'all can have a surrogate and all mm-hmm. that, but, yeah. like, this is not the life that I wanted for you.
Right. Yeah.
And so now we have to help the dad not to go ballistic because this is not their norm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so sometimes as parents, we can be overboard. And don't make your son feel as though he has to go on this shell or... Like, you know what I mean? Like, don't make the child feel so uncomfortable that now they don't talk to you about nothing. If that happens, that's when depression can set in with the mm-hmm. child. That's when a lot of things can, like, start being entertained
mm-hmm. yeah.
because my father doesn't embrace me. I'm going to start acting like a, you know,
right.
I'm going to be like, oh, no, I don't like boys like that. That's crazy. Who thought about that? When in reality, I really do.
So what can the mother do while the father is going through this living stage and just don't really want to have nothing to do with his child? Like, what can she do to, like, kind of console the child or shelter the child from the father, right? Because I'm sure that... Any reaction the father gives after that news is going to be traumatizing to the child.
Yes.
So how can the mom help that situation?
As much as it's going to have to be a conversation.
With the son or with the...
Both. The mom's going to have a separate conversation with the dad mm-hmm. and then also continue to encourage the son.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make the son feel like he's bad or wrong or any of that mm-hmm. Because you want him to continue to be open. But then you're going to have to set some boundaries with the dad, too. Like, this, you're doing detrimental things to him.
Mm-hmm.
And even though you might be hurt, and we respect that, and we get that, but look how it affects your son.
Mm-hmm.
Our children do things we don't want them to do all the time, but that doesn't mean, just because it's wrong for the parent, we can't make it wrong for the child.
Gotcha.
And so sometimes it'll be like, you're in my house, you're going to do what I say, and I disagree. Mm-hmm. Okay, we can agree with that, but... Are you willing to do what I say because this is my house? Oh, I'm so sorry.
We do it too.
He's going to yell at us.
Do what I say because this is my house.
Now she's rubbing the table.
But then damage your son?
Yeah.
Damage your son.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I'm disagreeing with don't damage the son.
Nah, yeah, I agree with what you said.
Yeah, me wholehearted. I just, you know, that's a tough spot.
It is.
Me personally, I'm not one of them brothers that feel like I failed my child if they actually chose the same sex. I'm I mean, I'm gonna be replaying in my mind what happened, what went wrong, like where did I miss as them growing up? Because I've been in their lives the entire time they've been living.
Right.
You know, I'll be asking me all that, but I won't look at it like I failed them.
No, I wouldn't feel like
But you are right. A large percent of men. Because I have friends where, tell me, they'll beat the gay out of their son. Or, you know what I'm saying?
My daughter's father. His son, after my daughter. My daughter's the oldest, and then it's her brother, BJ. And the mom let him go live with dad because we're going to beat this gay out of you. Well, what you beating out of him?
That's crazy.
Mm-mm.
That's crazy.
Boys act feminine. It's okay. Like I just told him, and just the way he just downs his son. And I'm like, so you think this, you want to be tough? No, that's not going to help him. He's a boy. He's a little, he's like 8 or 9. Okay, so what if you see that in him? This is detrimental stage.
Yeah.
It'll probably make him cling on to it more.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's definitely what it's going to do. And I'm going to just say this little piece. Like, people don't realize that social media and just the world has made gay okay.
Yes.
Even down to cartoons.
Yeah. So I've seen some stuff on cartoons. I said, I did not know this was cartoons. Right.
So it's kinda it shouldn't be that much of a shock if a small child is curious about something they've seen off a cartoon show.
Right.
Like back in our days, they didn't have gay cartoons and gay TV shows.
Right.
So that wasn't, so you weren't getting it off TV. If you was interested in that, somebody introduced it to you.
Yes.
Or something else happened. Right. Yeah. But nowadays, off TV. You know, you can easily be curious off TV, and now you do have kids that are in, elementary school, curious about the same sex because it's all over the world now. So, sadly to say, but that's another entity that parents got to now look for. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is the sad part is you can't go straight to, did somebody introduce this to you?
Right.
Physically in the family.
When we do assessments for kids, I always say, do you like boys or do you like girls? And I always have to tell the parents, I'm about to ask a question that you may be uncomfortable with, and I don't need you to interject. I need the child to answer the question. So when I say, do you like boys or do you like girls? And I'm like, and it's not based on what your parents say. It's based on what you say. Because the parent be like, he don't like boys. But he might be like, I like boys.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's getting them to be comfortable in who they are, regardless of if my parents agree or disagree. Regardless.
So what are traumatizing symptoms of kids that you see? What are symptoms of traumatization that you see in children that have been traumatized by, divorce or just parents? All the stuff we've been talking about, parents not getting along, dogging out the other parents to the children.
Well, I always tell anyone, with adults, we'll talk it out. We'll talk it out, what's going on with us. With children, it's their behavior. Mm-hmm. So if they in school, and all of a sudden now you're getting phone calls all the time, and it's like, something's going on. Now they stop eating. They starting to pee in the bed, or they starting to struggle with sleeping, or sometimes they not focus in school, or it's like, you go from getting A's to B's, and now you're failing. And the teachers, you're defiant to the teacher, you getting in fights at school. Now, a lot of, especially with teenagers, I see more fights.
Okay.
They're fighting. They're doing it at home too. Can't get along with nobody. That's more of, behavioral, what's going on. They are skipping school.
Mm-hmm.
They're not eating or they're not doing their chores. I have a great example. I have a family. The dad has a side chick. Him and mom are still together. And they all live in the same house.
The side chick live in the same house?
Not the side chick.
That's what I was
saying. Whoa! Why would I say?
But the side chick, she comes around the children.
Regularly? The wife is okay with it?
She's not, but she is.
I don't even understand she's not what she is.
Do we have time for this kind of conversation?
I don't know. Can we squeeze it in?
I know, right?
I just want you to see the family dynamics.
Okay.
The 16-year-old has gone from getting straight A's in school to now she barely wants to go to school.
Jesus.
And she doesn't even have no interest. Where before, she was after school, she has friends. Now all she wants to do is smoke weed.
To cope. That's a part of her coping.
Yep. And that's a part of it. And I want to stay with my dad, and I can't stand my mom.
Wow. Mm. That's hurtful. That's very
hurtful. And all mom is doing is crying. And dad is like, fix it. Figure it out.
He need to fix it.
Oh, he's telling the wife to fix it?
Yeah. Yeah, he's got the side chick.
What?
Yeah. So that's the family dynamic. Now, they have other children, and the other children are quiet. You ask them what's going on with them, they're not telling you. So that's what I'm talking about with the behavior.
Wow. And then the youngest one. Oh, she wanted to make me segue. Jesus. In your professional opinion, is that a weak woman? Because...
No.
Expound.
So when I picked up on it, because I was like, what y'all not telling me? Like, what? Something going on here that y'all not telling me. Mm-hmm. So then they sent the kids out and they told me what was going on. So me, I can't respond personally. I have to respond professionally. Mm-hmm. So I say, Mom, are you okay with this? And she says, no. So then we have another session. Mm-hmm. And she said, now I'm about to be straight honest with you. Mm-hmm. No, but I don't give a care no more. Like, she's so hurt, even though she wants to save her marriage, but she knows her marriage is over.
So.
And she's an emotional wreck. They've been together for almost 20 years. And now she's like, he don't want to be with me no more. So she's affected by that. She's okay, like.
I got you.
She's questioning who she is as a woman because now I'm okay with your side chick coming around. And she comes around on a consistent basis.
See, I don't see that as strong, in my opinion.
Neither do I.
No, I'm not saying she's strong.
That's what he asked you.
Oh, yeah, no. You said she weak.
I'm asking you, weak is the opposite of weak is strong.
No, she's not strong. But she's not weak where...
And I'm specifically talking about as far as like... Because if you're allowing this shit to come around, you've accepted that.
Yes.
Yeah.
But there's some things that have happened that now I'm in this I don't care mode.
Okay, so you can't.
But see, because if I don't care, but even if I don't care, I'm still making provisions to get the hell on though.
Right, but not some women don't.
She's probably numb.
Yes.
Oh, I know what that feels all like.
But I'm gonna give you an example of something that she said. She said, some days I just want to leave everybody here and go about my life, but I can't because I know that I have to take care of these. I have to take care of my kids.
It'd be all right.
But.
Woo, he sound like me, boy. Yeah.
Is it taking a toll?
I gotta be happy.
But say, it's already affecting the kids. It's not helping the kids.
Exactly.
But, yeah.
So is it affecting her? Yes, my marriage is over. Have we officially said it's over? No, we haven't. Because we still in the house together. Mm-hmm. But once they officially get these paperwork together, it's going to break her. And then we don't know what she's going to do after that. Because now she's so apologetic. And I'm like, don't apologize to me. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to say she's a strong person, but she's just in this moment and she don't really know what to do. Because if she snaps out, she knows what could happen. Because she like, if I snap out, I'm going to jail. Right. So if to save me from not going to jail, all I could do right now is cry about it.
Right.
And try to get out of here.
After a while, she's going to get done crying.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got to get back to the...
My bad.
That's all good. This is Crosstalk. We do that.
Yeah.
So we get into towards the end of our show, but before we go, give us three do's and three don'ts for co-parenting.
I'm going to do the don'ts first. Don't fight. Don't physical fight. Don't allow yourself to physically get into an altercation with each other.
Okay.
Because that's going to do more damage than good. Don't allow what the other person is doing to affect you in your life to the point where you want to walk away from even your kids. And then the last one I'll say is don't hold on to unforgiveness and bitterness for too long that it severs your relationship with your children.
That's good.
Nuggets.
That's really good.
Yeah.
That's real good.
Do try to communicate as best as you can. Do know when you need a timeout. Like, I know we do that for kids, but if we need to just, we just gonna back up from this and we just gonna not talk about it, be okay with that. Because sometimes we'll be like, we need to address this right now. No, this might not be the best time to address this. Right. I need to pull back. Right.
Okay. Okay.
And then do always communicate with your kids. Even if you got to write them a letter, go see them at school. Mm-hmm. If they don't have a phone, I mean, try to maintain a relationship with them that when they get older, they'll be like, why was you never not there for me?
Mm. I got you.
So, all right.
Those are my nuggets.
Well, thank you for that.
You're so welcome. Mm-hmm.
We got to close out, but before we do, you got any shout-outs you want to shoot out to people?
Let me see. Shout-out. Of course, my lovely husband, Anthony Davenport. I love him very much. Our children. And then everybody that always supports me, my family, my friends, all of them. So,
hey, if you shout them out by name, we can probably give them a listen.
Oh, okay. I will.
Don't give the name.
Kendall Wyatt, that is my cousin. I'm Shambrina Gray. I'm trying to think of other people. Carrie and Rashida. That's pretty much it.
All right, cool.
Thank y'all for having me on.
Thank you, this was really good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a song at the end of the show, so after the shout-out, y'all make sure y'all stick around for Yes and Amen by my man Manifest and featuring Jordan Eli. So now we got to give out before I give out the official shout-outs, do you have anybody you want to shout-out?
Nah, I'm good.
All right, so shout out to our Crosstalkers worldwide. Shout out to my woman, Brenda. Shout out to Dorothy. Shout out to Eric. Shout out to Brandy. Shout out to Dion, who's our in-studio guest today. Shout out to Tamla. Shout out to November. Shout out to Seren. Shout out to Ramil. Shout out to Alicia. Shout out to Atlanta, Georgia. Stone Mountain, Georgia. Riverdale, Georgia. Mountain View, California. Jonesboro, Georgia. Ipswich, England. Eastlake, Florida. Fayetteville, Georgia. Lovework Studios. Louisville, Kentucky, Peachtree Corners, Georgia, Fort Bragg, North Carolina, Conyers, Georgia, Stockbridge, Georgia, Richmond Hill, Georgia, Barnett, England, Orlando, Florida, Birmingham, Alabama, Charleston, South Carolina, and Social Circle, Georgia.
Yes, sir.
So I'm Steph Sweet.
I'm Big Punch.
Cross Talk.
Radio, peace.
Just want you to know, it's going to be all right.
Has got some thrills, thriller Michael Jackson, man, these monster shape shifting not to kill, but we gon' make them pay a bill, write the bill, reduce the kills, increase the skills, bring the block back to life. The applause is for your action, not the words they be yakking. It's the verbs they be lacking. Stop the urge, man, I'm lacking. He's the curb they reject it. Saying perfect objection. Man, this earth, this is footstool. So my faith, this is soup spoon. It's amazing and real soon. Your ladder's gonna hawk you in. The blessings gonna overflow. Legs can't do nothing but bend. Arms can't do nothing but raise. He's holy, y'all give him the praise.
Blessings of the Lord are. Amen.
We thank you, God, for your blessings. Yes,
blessings of the Lord are.
Amen.
Blessings of the Lord are.
Your blessings. Yes.
Amen.
We are in God.
Blessings of the Lord.
Friend, I'm looking back, mind slip. Mama wish you were here to turn box me in. I'm a line, not a square. You find if you dare that we can do better together. Talk to the weather like get it together. You lame if you settle from run to the leader. You walk out of purpose, let's bring it to surface. Give push back to the powers that be like push back, push that. This that good rap, this God, no cap. Cause I couldn't have did that. Let's take the hood back and give the books back. We got your advance to bit things. His promises are yes and amen. Amen.
The blessings of the Lord are.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
The blessings of the Lord are.
We say. Yes.
Amen.
Yes, God.
Amen.
blessings in the Lord are.
Yes.
Amen, amen,
we thank
amen.
You, Jesus. Yes, God.
Blessings in the Lord.